Good morning and welcome back to the American Journal. It's been a couple of days. We've kind of been off air enjoying the Christmas holiday, and I hope you all did as well. It was a good one. It was a very, very good holiday. I was able to enjoy it with all the people that I truly do love. Not all of them, of course. Some are still all over the country, but we try our best. But we're back now getting ready to celebrate as the new year is getting ready to be kicked off. A lot we're going to be recapping in regards to the new year between today's show and tomorrow's show. But there's a lot more to discuss because, well, social media was blowing up throughout the week, especially specifically this weekend. And there's a lot we're going to dive into today. I wanted to make sure we addressed some, big elephants in the room. As many of you guys know, if you've been following Tucker Carlson, which I have for many, many years now, I've always admired his career, obviously, over at Fox. I was a teleprompter operator at the time and did run his prompter a couple of times and was just always amazed the long monologues and the way he was able to deliver those monologues and was a major, major fan. But there's a lot that has since changed. And it's quite a head scratcher. We're going to dive into that. We're going to go over just the most recent changes Tucker has made in regards to Islam and in regards to people he claims he doesn't know, but he had them on his show back over at Fox. It's very, very strange, his rapid change. And he's pretending like this has been a take for quite some time, but it's not the case. We've got the tapes to prove just that. So we'll discuss that in just a little bit as well. We'll also be discussing, you know, a lot of the fraud going on in Minnesota. As many of you guys know, Somalians, when they talk about the Somalian contribution to this country, there really is none besides the fact that they are the biggest fraudsters we've ever brought into our country. And sadly, we've never had an administration that had the cojones to go out there, call them out on these things, and then deport these people who have become leeches to our system. But now, thanks to the great work of Nick Shirley, we are able to highlight all of their contributions they've made thus far. We're going to dive into that because it's a big story that's not getting enough recognition. Although it has over 100 million views, the reality of it is the politicians, when I say recognition, are refusing to do their damn jobs. They don't want to actually be critical. They don't want to actually go out there and do their jobs, cut back on the fraud. And you'd think if you are ICE or any other agency, you'd focus in on Somalia. Again, folks, we keep talking about the show. Ilhan Omar, we actually don't even know if she's a U.S. citizen. No one's actually proven that. I keep reaching out to U.S. Immigration Services and asking them if she's a U.S. citizen, and they don't want to get back to me on that issue. We've got a lot of issues with not just Ilhan Omar, but leadership over in Minnesota. I think they're robbing the American taxpayers. I'll dive into that in just a little bit. I'll also be talking about Nigeria specifically as well, because President Trump decided on Christmas Day, which is great news for Christians in Nigeria, to launch several strikes in Nigeria against ISIS fighters. We'll be bringing an individual onto our program who is very familiar with all of this because he's in Nigeria constantly. And he's got a lot to sound off on that front. Jude Saul is going to be joining us in just a little bit. We'll also be joined by Michael Cargill as well in the third hour of the program. He'll be joining me in studio now. Michael Cargill is my kind of person. He actually goes out there, fights the government, sues the government when they try to infringe on your Second Amendment rights. But the best part, this is why he's my person, he wins. And he's done a lot of victory laps these last few years. He'll be joining me in studio to discuss that, plus crime here in Austin, Texas, because he knows it far too well. So buckle up. We've got a jam-packed program for you in just a bit. 3 hours of endless information that the mainstream media will never have the guts to share with you, of course. In the meantime, though, head on over right now to thealexjonesstore.com. We have beef cooking tallow now on sale. Now I officially feel at home because we're selling cooking products. It is a great product because it's 100% grass-fed beef tallow. It is up for sale right now over at thealexjonesstore.com. If you're looking to step into the new year, get a little healthier, change up your kitchen, this is one of those items you're going to want to make sure you have present. It's 100% pure beef fat. It's packed with vitamin A, D, E, and K. So head on over right now to thealexjonesstore.com and make sure you stock up. And of course, it's buy one, get one free on select supplements over at the Alex Jones Store as well. So head into the new year by making your personal health the main focus over at thealexjonesstore.com. More in just a second.
All RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain's switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced, and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow, grass-fed from thealexjonesstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available, discounted, at thealexjonesstore.com.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Brianna Morello. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Good morning. Welcome to The American Journal. We're excited you're all joining us today. It was a great long weekend for many of you, I'm sure. And I hope you got to enjoy the holidays. By holidays specifically, I'm talking about Christmas, folks. It was a great time to sit and to catch up with loved ones. And I hope you did the same. But we've got a lot to kind of throw ourselves back into. Obviously, the new year is about to kick off. And throughout today's show and tomorrow's show, we'll be doing a recap of some of the most impactful news stories to take place. Plus, I'll be showing you clips today about all of my favorite ICE raids. They are the best ones that were caught on tape. And we're going to play that back for you. On today's show, we're keeping our eye on a couple of different things. Number one, obviously, we'll get into Tucker Carlson, who has flip-flopped over the last few months in regards to Islam. As many of you guys know, he used to have a show on Fox, and I was a major, major fan of him. Was obviously one of the people over at Fox who, when I first started there, I believe it was 2018, if I'm not mistaken. Back in 2018, I was running his teleprompter, and I was always just, I admired his script, obviously, was incredible. He had writers and a great team of writers who helped out with that, but his delivery was incredible, and his way to carry a long-form discussion was incredible. And so it's been quite the changeover to see him not only defending Islam, but pretending like Islam isn't a threat to those in the West. They've openly have declared holy war on anyone who isn't Muslim. And most importantly, they have led several Islamic terrorist attacks throughout the West. So it's a real head scratcher that we'll dive into in just a bit. I want to make sure you guys know, though, at 1 p.m. Eastern time today, it looks like President Trump is going to be having a meeting with the Prime Minister of Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu. Obviously, that's taking place 1 p.m. Eastern time over at Mar-a-Lago, something we're keeping our eye on. According to the media, he is looking to end the war between, obviously, Israel and Gaza. And so that's what's going to be discussed here. Again, we're going to keep our eye on that just to make sure that's the case. But when things do develop from that meeting, we'll bring it straight to you, of course, here on InfoWars throughout the day. We'll also be discussing President Trump, who met yesterday with Zelensky. Now, he is the, I would say at this point, unelected, because, folks, he has just continued to claim that he's the leader of Ukraine and canceled all elections. So he's a dictator. You might as well just say that, dictator of Ukraine. We'll be recapping what happened yesterday as well in regards to President Trump trying to get an end to the war between Russia and Ukraine. We'll also be diving into the Minnesota fraud. Nick Shirley really kicking things off by dropping a video that has over 100 million views. Now, that is absolutely incredible and a major, major victory for those in the independent journalism world. And this is something that we keep calling on. We want other people out there, you out there, to get involved and just ask basic questions locally in your communities. Because, oh, how quickly you will sit there and uncover the massive amount of fraud that's been going on throughout this country. So we'll discuss that. We'll also bring you an update regarding the Epstein documents that are supposed to be released. Thomas Massie saying that Pam Bonney, the AG, has, she's violated the Epstein File Transparency Act. And he's calling her out. We'll play that in just a little bit as well. We'll also give you an update regarding the J6 pipe bomber story, because they're really trying to sell you on this one. But I'm still not biting. So we've got a lot to dive into. So let's kick things off. Oh, and as well, we'll have two incredible guests on the program. I should also mention Jude Saul will be on the program today. He's an individual who has gone straight to Nigeria and is helping protect Christians in Nigeria. So we're going to get his reaction to President Trump leading those strikes in Nigeria against those ISIS fighters. He's got a lot to stand up on that. Plus, we'll get his take on the Islamic threat that Tucker Carlson said is non-existent. Truly, I mean, it's just kind of a mind-boggling situation going on right now with Tucker, so we'll have him react to that as well. Plus, we'll also be joined in studio by Michael Cargill. Michael Cargill is a Second Amendment fighter, but most importantly, he is a winner. This guy has several 2A legal battle victories under his belt, and he's been doing this for many, many years now. He'll be joining us in studio to discuss just that. All right, let's kick things off again with some important news. Obviously, President Trump is trying to end many, many wars, something we could all support. And this includes the war between Russia and Ukraine. Now, he's detailed specifically how both countries, both Russia and Ukraine, have been very, very difficult in trying to resolve this issue. Many criticize Zelensky of not willingly trying to end this war. He's trying to prolong it, which means the massive amount of fatalities, murders of just Ukrainians, Russians, and it's an absolute tragedy that shouldn't have happened in the first place. So President Trump did require Zelensky, it looks like, to come to Mar-a-Lago just yesterday. Take a listen to how it all went down. Listen in.
But what happens in a few weeks if things sputter? What are you prepared to do?
They keep fighting, and they keep dying. No good. But if things don't happen, they keep fighting, and they keep dying. And we don't want that to happen. He doesn't want it to happen. President Putin doesn't want it to happen either. I really believe we're probably, Mr. President, closer than, by far closer than ever before with both parties. We had sometimes when he was close and President Putin wasn't. Then we'd have President Putin was close and he wasn't. You saw that in the White House, Mark. but I think they both want to see it happen.
I mean, it needs to end. It needs to end. The ongoing battle with this has absolutely been disgusting. And the fact that we allow him to sit there and to continue to let this kind of just slowly play on. Thousands and thousands of Ukrainians have been slaughtered in this fight, including Russians as well. And so to sit here and pretend like there's some type of grounds that Ukraine has to stand on to keep things going is, well, unacceptable. The warmonger is obviously looking to push this on, but the rest of us wanting this to end. And the fact that Zelensky continues to make his way back to the United States with a little cute smile on his face with no actual action tells you everything you know. I mean, President Trump's calling it out right there. He specifically also is alluding to the fact that there's been times where he thinks that there's an agreement underway when Russia completely agrees with the terms of a peace deal. But then all of a sudden, well, Ukraine backs out. This war needs to end. This is a top priority for this administration. We're very thankful for that. All right, let's dive into something that's very controversial throughout last week. Tucker Carlson is weighing in on Islam in regards to whether there's actual Islamic threats here in the United States, terrorist threat. Now, it was quite the head scratcher when I listened to his response in regards to a Turning Point straw poll that was carried out during the Turning Point event just a few days ago. Take a listen to clip two and specifically how Tucker kind of does this little gymnastics game when it was coming to just specifically talking about this. I mean, he did a whole dance around and failed to even talk about the actual issues here. Now, I'm going to get ready when we're ready to go to clip two. Like a true room will let us know. But listen in here. I mean, this is insane. This guy was once some, I mean, I remember the Islam issue specifically coming on my radar when I used to tune in to Tucker Carlson Tonight over in Fox. When I used to listen to him interviewing people like Tommy Robinson. We'll get to that in a little bit now because apparently he doesn't even know who Tommy Robinson is anymore. We have a massive, massive issue right now. A massive, massive issue. Because Tucker Carlson has suddenly changed his mind. And I believe we're ready to get to clip two. So listen in on how he deals with the question about Islamic terrorists possibly carrying out a terrorist attack here on U.S. soil. Listen in.
I mean, I've heard you say before that this is an op and that we all know which foreign government it's actually coming from. Which government is it? And can you explain how that operation works? How is it, you know, kind of layered into those?
It comes from the Israeli government and its many defenders and informal employees in the United States, of course. And I guess I would just say if that was actually, I mean, I don't know how many people responded to the poll. I don't know who answered it, but, you know, I believe in measuring reality a little more empirically. And, you know, I don't know anyone in the United States in the last 24 years who's been killed by radical Islam. You know, I know a lot of people who have killed themselves, a lot. I know people who died of drug ODs, more than a few. I know people can't get jobs. None of the boys in my daughter's class that can get jobs. None of those white boys can get jobs. They're being destroyed, you know, by Adderall and video games and porn. Like, I see millions of Americans being destroyed, and none of it is at the hands of radical Islam. Is radical Islam your danger than OnlyFans? It's not even close.
All right. So what he's trying to do is dance around and deflect. The reality of it is there could be multiple threats here on the homeland, including pornography. But that's not the question he specifically asks. He specifically asks about Islam. And while he sits there and pretends like he personally doesn't know anyone who's been killed by radical Islam, is how he puts it, we could always just go back. I mean, remember what happened in New Orleans on New Year's Day, less than a year ago. Americans who were just simply celebrating were mowed down by a vehicle. Now, again, that wasn't just a vehicle. That was an Islamic driver who decided to use his car as a weapon and kill innocent Americans. Now, again, I know that that individual was an American citizen, but he did this, what you see here, because of Islam. Islam motivated him. So cut the crap, Tucker. You sit here and you're pretending like you don't know anyone personally who's been affected by this. We all know someone has been affected by many things all around their lives. But guess what, buddy? Guess what? The Islamic threat is real. They have declared holy war. There are endless videos of them doing just that. They posted online. And to sit here and pretend like we're incapable of being able to fend off several threats is absurd. Now, again, obviously fentanyl, a major issue, and that's being handled by the Trump administration. But there are many issues, many issues. Not wanting to watch our communities turn into Muslim sanctuaries, compounds building up all across our cities, which is going on right now in my hometown, and pretending like not wanting that for your community is a problem. You know, in the DFW area, over the last 2 years, we've watched as 48 mosques went up. They're buying out churches. Why? Because they're trying to conquer the West. That is the goal. And if you don't understand that, which I know he does because he's a very intelligent man, now, again, I'm going to say this with a straight face and be as transparent as possible. There's a lot of foreign money being pushed around, and we don't know if Tucker's views are being bought off. But we could say this. I could say this with confidence because it's happened on both sides of this. That money is being thrown my way. They're trying to throw money my way, and it's not happening. I, in writing, reject it and tell them to lose my number when they reach out. Right now, podcasters, those on air, are struggling financially to get by, get views. And so we've got a lot of people taking very questionable sources of money. Now, I don't know if Tucker, so we wouldn't accuse him of that. But obviously, there is that document that does say that he did register as a foreign agent. So you don't want to sit here and believe that this is what's going on right now in this country, that Tucker Carlson, one of our most incredible, impactful voices in the conservative movement, has somehow sold us out. Why is he gaslighting us into pretending like this isn't a threat? This is a threat. And he knows this because we're going to play clip 18 for you. And I'll play it for just a little bit. But in clip 18, back when he had his show on Fox, again, he was the one that put the Islam threat on my radar based on his coverage over at Fox. In clip 18, he's able to articulate exactly what the threat is and why so many of us here currently still view it as a threat. Take a listen.
So a lot of Americans are concerned about Sharia law.
Sure.
And they're concerned about polls that show a strikingly large number of Muslims would like to see it supplant civil law in the countries in which they live.
Sharia law is bad, Seth. I don't know if you've heard that. It's bad. It's worse than what's happening in New York and Detroit. It's just bad.
I don't know of a single Gulf country where it's illegal to proselytize on behalf of another religion. I think that in every Muslim-majority country in the world, non-Muslims are treated, have fewer rights.
And you can tell when you go to a place like Abu Dhabi or Riyadh, like, oh, man, I hope we don't ever wind up with a society like this, with a rape rate of zero, where you leave your keys in your Lamborghini and don't ever worry about it being stolen.
So you often hear people say, well, Sharia is intolerant, women are treated badly, gays are treated badly. Women have, in the Quran, fewer rights than men do.
I'm not Muslim, that's all you need to hear.
I'm going to jump in on this because it goes on for a very long time, those conglomerate of clips of Tucker Carlson outlining what the Islamic threat is and what it truly is to women, for an example. As a father of daughters, this should be concerning to him. He said that there's like a rape rate of zero. It's important to note that in order to prove that you've been raped in Islam, you actually need two male witnesses. He knows that. He also knows that the Quran has over 100 verses in it that call for those who are believers to commit violent acts against non-believers. He also knows that they allow girls, to be raped in Islam. Because that's what Muhammad did. So to sit here and pretend like you don't know anything and we're all just kind of stirring up hate, trying to create a war. We never called for war. They've called for war on us. There are endless clips that prove just that. And you don't have to be a fan of Israel to call it out. I'm so fed up with people saying, oh, you have to pick a side. If you talk about the dangers of Islam and the push to infiltrate the West, then you're just siding with Israel. First off, I have zero ties to Israel, never have gone. I've been offered trips there. I've declined every single time. I've been offered deals, financial deals, and I've declined every single time. My core values, I know what those are to speak out against those who are brutalizing women and raping little girls. And so to sit here and listen to Tucker Carlson pretend like this isn't the threat is completely delusional. It's delusional. And it's interesting, right? Because he sits there and pretends like there really is no ongoing threat. And in clip three, we're going to hear about the latest threat that's been going on. Matter of fact, all across the West right now, those who have lived there their entire lives, natives, Europeans, they can't even celebrate New Year's anymore because the Islamic terrorists are threatening to ruin their New Year's celebration. Take a listen.
Chicago officials are sounding the alarm ahead of New Year's Eve. Law enforcement agencies warning this week that large celebrations, including fireworks events, could be an attractive target for terrorists, saying there are no specific threats, but they are monitoring risks such as vehicle ramming attacks or the use of drones. And in New Orleans, city officials are requesting heightened security after the FBI stopped a threat targeting Border Patrol agents. Authorities say the suspect is allegedly affiliated with an extremist group known as Turtle Island Liberation Front.
Palestinian,
the same group tied to an alleged New Year's Eve bomb plot in Southern California. Four alleged members of the group have been charged with conspiracy to use a weapon of mass destruction, providing and attempting to provide material support to terrorists, and possession of unregistered firearms. According to court documents, the defendants described plans they intended to implement following the New Year's Eve bombings, including their plans to target U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE agents, and vehicles with firearms and pipe bombs to take some of them out and scare the rest of them.
Now, let's get to this point, too. That was going to go to the overseas one. I'm sorry, we're running short on time, though. I wanted to dive into this one because now, and we sit here and talk about what Tucker Carlson kind of transformed into. It's quite strange. But in clip four, Tucker Carlson is pretending to not know the man Tommy Robinson, who Tommy Robinson is. Now, Tommy Robinson, someone who became an activist in the UK after one of his family members was raped by these Muslim grooming gangs. And he's faced a lot of ramification for stepping forward and being one of the leading voices against the Islamic takeover throughout the West. Take a listen.
And it's cool because you have soccer games with foreigners at them and good burrata.
Yeah.
And I'm just saying maybe something about the heroic British spirit has been diminished with time.
But there is a very lovely, quaint notion being built up in the United States, driven by people like Tommy Robinson here.
Who's Tommy Robinson?
You know Tommy Robinson.
He seems like a fraud to me.
Well, he's not even Tommy Robinson. His name's Stephen Yaxley. It's not even his real name. He's also convicted of multiple crimes. Thuggery, fraud.
I don't even know anything about him, but he doesn't seem like he's that into Britain.
We would call him a little shit stirrer, right? However,
but the real people here, the actual Britons.
But this idea that he's driven, that we're on the verge of some sort of civil war here. Do you feel that when you walk around?
No, because that's my point. You're so passive.
Yeah, obviously, he's intentionally doing that. He knows who Tommy Robinson is. He just thinks that Tommy Robinson probably, if I had to assume what he means there, is bought off by Israel. And so because he thinks that he aligns with Israel, and Tommy has obviously made trips to Israel, that all of a sudden his stance on not allowing men into your country that are raping your girls and women, well, that stance is inappropriate. That stance, you don't have to pick a side. You could be against everything. You could be against government corruption. You could be against foreign influence. And you could also be against the raping of young girls and speak out on those issues, not allowing men into your cities, into your states, who are barbaric. Again, he knows who, and we'll play the video. We could just play the video of, without playing the whole soundbite, of Tucker Carlson interviewing Tommy Robinson. This was back again when he was on Fox. We all know this happened. We saw it. That's how I knew who Tommy Robinson was, because of his interview. So now that he's coming out and telling you, who's Tommy Robinson? I don't know who that is. It's garbage. It's absolute garbage. I didn't even know who Tommy Robinson was until I saw him on Tucker's show. So it's becoming very infuriating to see that he's intentionally pretending like he doesn't know anything about the threats. Doesn't know anything about Tommy Robinson, about how cities throughout the UK have had to deal with the fact that these men who they brought in, largely from Pakistan, have been going around raping young girls, drugging them, and raping them. You could be against that and also be against what's going on right now with OnlyFans and how they are destroying our communities and destroying young women. You could be against both. You don't have to pick a side. I'm fed up with everyone saying you have to pick a side. You do not. You do not. What's going on right now with Tucker is pretty absurd. Pretty absurd. And most Americans truly do understand the Islamic threat, but there's this new wave to downplay it in this country. Now, again, I live in an area everyone knows now in Plano, Texas, where we're sitting here watching our community turn into an Islamic sanctuary. They've purchased up over 400 acres worth of land. They're trying to build a compound. And Christians have stepped up to fight back. Because Christians are very well aware of what happens here when you allow this to infiltrate your community. See, here's the thing about Islam. The only time it doesn't discriminate is it's hate towards others. That includes Jews, Hindus, Christians, anyone who's a non-believer, or even if you are a believer, but you're actually not as radical as the others. Well, guess what? They go after you too. So to sit here and pretend like we're all making up and pulling out this threat, like as if it's fictional, as if everyone's just taking Israel talking points, is completely and intentionally misleading. He knows just that. He knows just that. Tucker Carlson is a very intelligent man. A very intelligent man. Now all of a sudden, he's joking. He's going to buy property in Qatar. Good, buy it. Buy it. You see, the rest of us don't have that luxury. We can't just run off to another country and buy land somewhere else if America is overtaken. The flex, the privilege of being able to, I'll just go buy a house somewhere else. It's one that many of us don't have that luxury, but Tucker Carlson does. So just putting it out there, keep your head on a swivel right now. There's a lot of foreign money going all around. Again, I don't know if Tucker Carlson's really taken as much, although we do have that FARA document that was put out as he was about to interview that prime minister of Qatar. I could tell you that there are a ton of conservatives who at one point had a role within the previous administration, back when President Trump was in the first term, is what I'm referring to here, who are now doing business deals with Qatar directly. I know because I was offered a trip to Qatar earlier this year. Again, I've rejected everything. I don't discriminate. I do not accept any foreign money. But sadly, the rest of these people, well, they don't actually feel the same. They don't actually feel the same. All right, we got more to dive into in just a little bit. Let's keep calling out the fraudsters, specifically those in Minnesota. We've got more to discuss in a bit. In the meantime, though, head on over to thealexjonesstore.com. Beef cooking tallow is officially over at thealexjonesstore.com right now. And if you're looking to head into 2026, a little healthier, this is a great way to do just that over at thealexjonesstore.com.
Let me tell you about this. Our sponsor, Bigly, and the products they have at thealexjonesstore.com are whatever the highest source, best quality, highest rated products are, we go out and private label them, and in some cases, soup them up and make them even better. So we did a year ago a survey, what do listeners want? And you wanted methylene blue, you wanted beef tallow that Kennedy talks about, which I know is great for cooking and is so much better for you than seed oils, and you wanted high-quality Shilajit. He brought you all the best. They've sourced the best. This is so heavy. This is so huge. Tiny little scoop of this with whatever you're cooking. makes it taste so great, whether it's potatoes, whether it's eggs, whatever you're cooking. Beef tallow is so delicious. It's just concentrated beef tallow, private label from the top ones in the country. No preservatives, no artificial ingredients, gluten-free, packed with nutrients. Unlike seed oils, which are fake toxic garbage, beef tallow is real food that promotes whole body health. Get 25% off now when you become a subscriber today and then lock in a bigger discount. You can cancel anytime for free at alexjonesstore.com. Beef tallow has been all the rage. It's what the listeners asked for. We've got the best for you right now at thealexjonesstore.com. And separately, creatine of the highest quality type of creatine, 5 milligram gummies, huge container of them. Look into neurological studies, Alzheimer's, you name it. It's so good for young people, old people. Everybody needs it. Got it, two flavors, thealexjonesstore.com. And it's your funding this operation that makes it all possible. I need your support. I am funded by you. I am supported by you. And I'm battling the Democrat Party law firms that have been trying to shut us down, and we've been winning thanks to your support. But it takes money to fight this war. So don't wait. Get our creatine gummies. Get the new incredible beef tallow. Just as amazing or more is the bovine colostrum. The first 2 weeks from cows. Milk is the ultimate combo of super nutrients. You name it, for your immune system, your clarity, your focus, your hair, your skin, your nails. It's crazy. These are the best products. These are amazing. They will change your life. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And if you're going to buy anything there, become a VIP. $30 a month. Cancel anytime for free. The minute you become a VIP in your profile, you get $40 to spend instantly, making $10. Special deals, special offers, special sales on everything. So if you're buying anything at TheAlexJonesStore.com, become a VIP. Cancel anytime. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Thank you for standing with us. We'll never back down, never give in, but we could give out without your support. So you are the reason we're still here, and I thank you and salute you for it. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Welcome to TheAlexJonesStore.com, the home of real solutions. Fuel your day with Ultimate Burn and Ultra Methylene Blue. Replenish and recharge with Ultimate Sea Moss or delicious Shilajit gummies. Stay sharp, stay stylish with our t-shirts and sweatshirts. Perfect for any season. Don't wait. Tap into real gear and real supplements at TheAlexJonesStore.com. Power up today.
Force filled with incredible ingredients, ladies and gentlemen. Ultimate Power ignites mental clarity and focus, clean, sustained energy, enhanced blood flow and endurance, supports daily cognitive function. Ultimate Power at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Brianna Morello. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back to the American Journal. We're excited you're all jumping on with us today. A lot more to talk about in regards to the fraudsters. Let's talk about Minnesota, since that seems to be on everyone's minds. Over the weekend, an incredible independent journalist, Nick Shirley, released a video in regards to his investigation on the fraud that's been taking place in Minnesota. Now, he's been going around the country and exposing a lot, but this one in particular got over 100 million views, something the cable news world can't do these days. But he found something very, very interesting, and that is, get this, the Somalian population in Minnesota has been apparently ripping off the American people. Take a listen to clip 7.
Hello, we'd like to ask where the money's going. What do you guys think about the fraud that's taking place here in Minnesota?
I don't think anybody is enabling fraud to happen.
Hold Governor Walz accountable for this.
What was this money spent on?
$1.26 million. What was that money spent?
Ask about
during any kids.
Answer the question. Are there children? There's no children inside this building.
Potentially the largest fraud scandal in U.S. history is taking place in Minnesota as literally billions of dollars have been funneled through Somali-ran fraudulent businesses. So much fraud, it could actually almost replace the entire GDP of Somalia. These fraudsters have worked hand-in-hand with the Minnesota government as they enabled billions of dollars to be given to fraudulent businesses underneath welfare purposes. Some of this money eventually landed in the hands of terrorist groups in Somalia like the Al-Shabaab, and others enriched themselves all at the U.S. taxpayers' expense. And in this video, we will break down all of the fraud from start to finish, from going to the fraudulent businesses and confronting the people who are making millions of dollars from the government. And we will also be confronting the incompetent government leaders who let this fraud happen. And to make this happen, I met up with a man who's been doing his own investigation for years now, as he has seen the fraud firsthand. His name is David. Let's get into this and be prepared to be shocked. How deep is this fraud here inside of Minnesota?
It is far worse than anybody can imagine.
How blatant this fraud is here at this daycare.
Don't open up!
So this is Quality Learning Center. I meant to say Quality Learning Center.
Don't open up!
They said they spelt learning wrong.
Don't open up!
How do you have ice here, ma'am? I'm literally a YouTuber.
Don't open up!
Ma'am, what do you think about the fraud that's taking place here in Minnesota?
Don't open up! We have ice!
Ma'am, what do you think about this place being licensed for 99 children?
Don't open up!
And getting $4 million
don't
over the...
Don't open up! It's ice!
$4 million in the last 2 years?
Go away!
What do you think about that? Are you in
Go
favor?
Go away!
Are you in favor of that?
Go away!
You know
You're
the,
not welcome here! Are you, shame on you!
Are you in favor of... $1.9 million going illegally, fraudulently to this business that has Quality Learning Center but can't even spell learning right on the door?
Don't open up!
Ma'am, we are not ICE. Right here, you have a list of all of the healthcare companies. Loads of them right here. We want healthcare.
No, it's okay.
Yes, we'd like to speak about getting healthcare here?
No.
Why can't I get healthcare here?
No, wait.
Warning, you are under video surveillance, no trespassing, security armed. This is the strangest place I've ever been to get healthcare. Just a bunch of different places. Healthcare here, healthcare right here. Another healthcare company right here. There are three healthcare companies inside of this building right here in this room of 7C. Now we have another Helping Hands, Home Care LLC, another healthcare company, Present Help right here. We're looking for the best rates of healthcare here inside this building because we have so many options. Who can we talk about getting the best healthcare?
I don't know.
No?
Sorry.
All right. Mm-hmm. We will not get any healthcare here. David, this is one of the stranger places I've ever been. Literally, healthcare every door you go to, yet nobody will give you a rate. How much money do you think has been funneled through this building?
Every year, I would say 50 to 60 million at least.
And finally, we were accepted into one of the daycare centers and they actually took down information to give us a rate. However, when we left, we were then met with the police.
We received a complaint that gentlemen matching your description were in this building harassing the individuals who stay here.
Oh, we're checking out the rates for healthcare. Because there's 14 healthcare companies inside this building, so.
Okay.
Well, that's not what he said. He said there's 14 companies here, and he's trying to assume because they're Somali providers, everyone here is fraudulent.
Okay. So we're,
he's here with some kind of like propaganda.
So no, we're just checking.
No, this is a area that we're allowed to enforce trespassing ordinance. Is there any other reason that you guys are here?
Well, we were checking rates.
No, he's not.
We were checking rates. We asked for rates.
No, you're not.
Okay. If you guys are all good, we're going to step outside and we can continue this conversation.
All right, let's leave.
All right, so the full video is available right now on Nick Shirley's page, and you definitely want to get him over 100 million. I believe he's there now when it comes to the full video that he's released. Again, incredible work. And again, this is why we tell everyone independent journalism will save this country. All you got to do is pick up a camera, a microphone, and go out there and ask questions that make everyone feel very uncomfortable. And suddenly you'll notice that you'll expose a lot of corruption. He did a great job at that. My frustrations, though, over the weekend were watching his great work and then watching all the politicians, all the Republican lawmakers sharing it. Wow, great work. Where's the mainstream media? Where's the comments that we were seeing? Even the vice president of the United States, J.D. Vance, even sharing Nick's video. And that is awesome that the VP is sharing the video, but Mr. Vice President, what are you going to do about it? What are you going to do about it? You see, it's easy to go out there and just put a quick little tweet out there and share his work. But we have Republican lawmakers, and I saw several of them over in the Senate, share Nick Turley's video, and they didn't offer any real solutions. No. Instead, they offered criticism from the mainstream media for not covering this. Now, again, that's what I'm supposed to do, not lawmakers. Because, well, if their title has anything to do with their actual job role, it's to make the laws, to enforce also prosecutor, Ms. AG Pam Bondi. Are you out on this? We don't know. Oh, when it comes to the FBI, though, don't worry. Don't worry. The FBI director, Kash Patel, put out a statement yesterday, and he's on board. We'll go give you some brief overview because we have a lot of Kash Patel discussion coming up later in the show. But he put out a tweet saying, all right, case update. Yeah, great work. We see what's floating around on social media. But let's talk about something fraud that was gone after by the FBI, the DOJ, that happened back in the Biden regime years. And let's take credit for it. And that's exactly what he did. The case he's citing in this tweet, the FBI dismantled a $250 million fraud scheme. That happened again back in 2022, so it wasn't under his leadership. Now he's been in his role for several months. Yeah, I get it. Investigations take place, but you just saw it right before your very eyes. Now he says that he's going to bring resources to the area. But the names he's dropping are all people who, although there's been convictions in 2025, the investigation launched in 2022. So this is something that the Biden administration did. It's weird to take a victory lap for one of the most corrupt administrations. The people who actually allowed these people into our country, they went through all of this and uncovered $250 million in fraud. So what did this current FBI do? Well, right now they're saying that they're going to start looking into a lot of this. I'd like to see how many investigations are currently ongoing right now before Nick got involved. This is the problem with Republican lawmakers. They all want this quick, easy win, and so they react by showing you a cool couple of look what we did moments. And then suddenly when your mind shifts to something else, because that's how the news cycle works, they all of a sudden just stop doing what they're supposed to do. These people need to be deported, sent back to their countries. They were only brought into this country, of course, to defraud the American people, to take our money and ship it back to their countries. Again, it's not just Somalians. These are other illegal aliens who are doing just that. And we've allowed some of them into our country. Obviously, not every Somalian is illegal. I'm very well aware of this. In Minnesota alone, there's over 100,000 Somalians there. Again, 100,000. And yet their lawmakers, their politicians seem to pander to them exclusively, even changing their state flag. But interesting enough, too, something that I think is newsworthy, is the simple fact that although 51% of them, I believe, were born here, the rest of them were all brought into our country. Now, obviously, Somalians do rapidly reproduce. It's the one thing they're actually really good at. Why? Well, because every child is a paycheck at the government expense, at your expense. And they understand the mission. Again, the mission is to conquer, is to conquer. And I'm not just trying to fearmonger. In fact, one of their great leaders in clip 13 actually openly admitted that the goal is to conquer certain precincts throughout the state. Take a listen.
One more thing that I wanted to say, that, you know, this community is growing and we are getting a lot stronger here in South Minneapolis area, moving and conquering many of the blocks within the 5th precinct area or the 10th ward and 8th ward and the 9th as well. I am very much looking forward to have a much more involved community members and more investments in within our community, within the leadership of the Somalis and the brothers who live in the area. I want to see a little more involvement, just not just business, but other things.
Slip of the tongue. That wasn't a simple slip of the tongue. That was him actually saying conquer. Again, we're not creating the illusion. This isn't Israel propaganda. That is his words. His words. They are on a mission to conquer the West, the United States, obviously being one of the big ones for them. And they're looking to do just that. They're looking to do just that. And sadly, our politicians have, of course, sold us out. And it happens on both sides of the aisle. It's just not exclusively Democrats. Anyone telling you that is a liar. It's a liar. Tim Walz is the guy who's apparently running the state. He was confronted, I believe this was earlier this year in clip 10, was confronted about the Somalians who have committed a lot of fraud in his states. And, well, this was his reaction.
Governor Walz, what can you say about the latest on the Somali fraud that happened under your watch, sir?
Governor, have you been able to apologize yet to the people of Minnesota for allowing this Somali fraud to continue under your watch?
Of the people of Minnesota.
Is it time to apologize? How about the whistleblowers that you have allegedly retaliated against? Would you like to respond to the whistleblowers?
And right now, our neighbors are being demonized. Our neighbors are being terrorized. Our neighbors are being picked up off the streets. The antidote to that is positive actions to improve lives that go against what they're trying to do. So instead of demonizing our Somali community, we're going to do more to welcome more in and welcome people back. Instead of cutting programs, we're going to do against them.
So obviously, folks, Tim Walz, gutless man, has no problem bending the knee for these people. In fact, assisting, this is a great one when he did this, assisting the theft. I mean, at this point, it's fair to say that Tim Walz has been compliant in all of this, and he probably should be investigated. What a treasonous pig, a coward who was traded in his state flag to resemble the Somalian flag. He's an absolute loser for a state that only has 100,000 Somalians. For some reason, they have such an impact on their politics. I wonder why. Wonder if there's any kickbacks there. Worth looking into. Specifically, if you're a member of the FBI, probably should look into that. Because they all seem to be so dedicated to protecting the Somalian population. When one Democrat, though, decided to step out and end the fraud that she knew was going on in the state, Melissa Hortman, as many of you guys know, she was murdered brutally at her home earlier this year, shortly after voting on health care no longer being allowed to be given away to illegal aliens. She was trying to crack down on the state's fraud. She's a Democrat, by the way. Well, after that very controversial vote, again, she was murdered brutally. Take a listen to clip 11, though. You could hear it in her voice that she knows exactly what she stepped into after voting to end the fraud. Listen in.
I know that people will be hurt by that vote, and we worked very hard to try to get a budget deal that wouldn't include that provision.
DFL Speaker Emerita Melissa Hortman emotional following the House's adjournment from a special session Monday. Hortman was the lone DFL lawmaker to cast a vote to cut Minnesota care access for undocumented immigrants. It's a move she made with a heavy heart.
I did what leaders do. I stepped up and I got the job done for the people of Minnesota.
The bill was deeply unpopular with members of the DFL caucus. Members have repeatedly expressed frustration that the bill was part of a compromise, one that would ensure the necessary GOP votes to pass the rest of the state budget.
We are tremendously disappointed and gut-wrenched at this decision, at this compromise that compromises our communities that are most vulnerable.
Hortman knows she let down her own caucus members with the vote.
They're right to be mad at me. I think some of them are pretty angry. I think that their job was to make folks who voted for that bill feel like crap, and I think that they succeeded.
Yeah, because obviously there's a big scandal in all of this. And you heard it in that woman's voice. She knows there's something wrong, and she's trying her very best to expose just that. Now, again, we don't know if this was actually a hit. Again, the suspect in this case still has not had his criminal court date yet. His actual criminal trial, I should say. But again, she tried her very best to stick up for Minnesota taxpayers, for American taxpayers, and she ended up being murdered back in June. Now, again, this is probably the reason why so many people in leadership positions do fear these illegals that they've taken into their country, do fear the Somalian population. You just saw Tim Walz get in line very, very quickly for a fraction of the population. But it's not just that. It's not just that. So many people have continuously bent the knee, and they're afraid. They're afraid to speak out on the corruption issue because, again, this is a big one. This is a big one. And the fraud is overwhelming at this point. It's overwhelming. And they all know it's about to be called out, and they're all in a lot of trouble. I wanted to play this clip of the Minneapolis police chief who dared to offer, I wouldn't even say it was criticism. He covered something fairly. And as a result of that, he had to apologize to the Somalian population. And it literally looks like a hostage video in clip 12. Take a listen.
The Somali community here in Minneapolis has been welcoming and has shown love towards me, and I appreciate it. Over the last 3 years, we have been working together to try and address some of the real serious problems that we have in our community. We have to be honest at times with the problems that we're having in our community, and we need our community to help us fix those problems together because it's real and it's serious. At the same time, if people have taken anything that I have said out of context in a way that's caused harm, I apologize and I'm sorry for that because that's not my intention at all.
There's a word for that. There's a word for that. I'll just use it. It's cuck. Because for some reason, he thinks that he has to apologize to these people. And he's begging for their forgiveness. Why is he doing that? Well, obviously, there's a reason for that. Is he afraid? Is he afraid? Well, it's very likely that's the case. And why does he have to open up by saying that the Somalian people have been very welcoming? Welcoming? You're the police chief. We don't welcome a police chief. You take on your leadership position. You take on your role. You don't need a group of foreigners to welcome you in. This is the United States of America. We don't bend the knee to Somalians. This is our country. They begged to come into this country because their country was a hellhole. So don't sit here and give me this garbage as if, oh, they're just so welcoming. No, they're welcoming to politicians that will allow them to steal from our country and send it back to their homes. They come from poverty. Their average IQ is 68. You're telling me that these people outsmarted the American people? Maybe we need to take a hard look at our IQs. Because folks, when they sit here and pretend like they don't know what's going on, they know exactly what's going on. They know exactly what's going on. And speaking about low IQs, let's just talk about Ilhana Omar. Obviously, there's been many times where this woman has been accused of helping the fraud from going on. I know a lot of people are making the connections also to a group that her husband owns. We'll talk about that in a second. Well, Ilhan Omar has been the one pushing a lot of these government-funded programs that have led to millions and millions of dollars in fraud. Oh, and specifically among Somalians, of course. Take a listen to clip 9 when Ilhan Omar is, well, she's confronted about her Meals Act back in 2020.
And do you regret pushing forward that bill, the Meals Act? Do you think it led
Absolutely
to the fraud?
Absolutely not. It did help feed kids.
Congresswoman, the ICE director is saying now that your son was not pulled over by
so
ICE.
So there she is right there going off and saying, oh, yeah, it was used to feed kids. What kind of kids? American children? No. Millions was shuffled, of course, and out of this country. You see, folks, we have a massive problem here, and Ilhan Omar knows just that. In fact, Ilhan Omar, apparently, who is a Muslim woman who has shuffled around and had several different marriages, which wouldn't fly in her country, of course. Well, Ilhan Omar is really the very sketchy character. In fact, now her third husband... her third husband was someone else's husband. But, you know, things happen when you have a cute white man working on your campaign and he has a family. Well, obviously, as someone who hates Americans, you have to destroy a family. And so, Ilhan Omar, which I don't know, fellas, would it be to anyone's real standard, wouldn't be like a side piece that really destroys a marriage type of look. If you're wondering what I'm saying, there, I mean, come on. You destroy your whole family for Omar? Now, of course, those are the allegations she was facing in divorce court by his ex-wife, who said that she would love to take him back and work things through, but can't do that now. Ilhan Omar has your man. She's a thief, allegedly. It gets even worse, though. So her new husband, her third husband, the white guy who she has made lots of money with, when you go to his capital firm that he runs, Rose Lake Capital, they've been very quickly scrubbing everything. In fact, according to the reports circulating online, that firm that her husband runs went from having zero in assets to, I don't know, it's like $60 billion in about a year. Quickly, they're mass deleting everything. I believe in her last financial paperwork that she handed over to the government, she's worth $30 million now. They didn't have that coming in, though. It's the American dream, some might say. Run for office here in the swamp. And guess what? You, too, will be able to track down and take in millions and millions of dollars. Or just marry a rich white man and shuffle the money over there. Allegedly. Gotta say that. Allegedly. None of these claims have yet been proven in criminal court. We hope that one day they do get that day. But folks, we've got a lot of issues here. And again, every time I reach out to find out what's going on with the Ilhan Omar investigation that we heard Tom Homan, the border czar, talk about earlier this year, I'm not getting much. We had an individual who, according to her own reporting, says that Ilhan Omar lied about her birth year. No one's been able to verify whether she is a U.S. citizen currently or not. But there's really no desire to do just that. I keep asking the questions and nobody really wants to respond to those questions. That's the problem with all of this. So right now, there's tons of fraud being exposed. Lawmakers pretending like they're all on board with the American people. We need to fight for your money, but they're not actually doing anything. The FBI apparently now just throwing some resources over there, which is great to hear, but gosh, a little late in the game. And this isn't like a new issue that's suddenly been exposed. As Kash Patel has pointed out directly himself, back in 2022 is when the FBI took down a very large fraud ring, stealing $250 million, money we'll never see again. We'll never see again. I'm wondering what the AG's office is doing. I don't know, crickets? Still trying to sift through the Epstein stuff to figure out what names they need to redact so they don't piss off all the right people. So we'll keep watching as things develop over in Minnesota. But it's not looking good if all these people were held accountable according to the law. All right, folks, we got more to discuss in just a little bit. Don't go anywhere. In the meantime, head on over to thealexjonesstore.com. Beef cooking tallow now on sale over at the shop. If you're looking to kick off a new year with a healthier start, make sure you go grab some. Of course, it's packed with vitamins like vitamin A, D, K, and E. It's definitely a healthier option if you're someone who's looking to fry up some food over at thealexjonesstore.com.
I didn't plug last hour because I've been so focused on the news. If I don't plug, we won't be here because I'm not funded by the Qataris or the Israelis or the Russians or the Jews or the Easter bunnies. I am funded by you. So I'm going to sell you products that really work so you want them. Now, we got two different flavors, Fruit Punch and in Freedom Mango. I didn't name this. It's a very, it looks like a firecracker. It's a beautiful cover. Ultimate power. How about unlimited power? Emperor Palpatine. But it really is a pre-workout, post-workout, Turbo Force 2.0. I mean, this is seriously powerful, super high quality. Everything it does for your body is next level. Ignites mental clarity and focus, cleans, sustain energy, enhance blood flow and endurance, supports daily cognitive function. L-citrulline converts to L-arginine. Don't know what that does. We got the best formula of it. It's amazing. L-theanine, relax, wake up, clarity and focus. Natural caffeine from coffee concentrated. Vitamin B12, the highest quality, B6, and more. This is really strong. If you love Turbo Force, you're going to love Ultimate Power. We should call it Unlimited Power. I've never popped it on the cover. The point is that it funds the operation. I said, hey, we need a clone of this product or make it better for their store. And they said, okay, this is what they came out with. I've been on them for a year to do this. It's really strong. tiny little scoop. This thing, by the way, is heavy. This is like a whole bunch of servings, like a couple months worth. So get yours now. I like the fruit punch flavor. And by the way, today's one of the last days where you can get 60% off on Ultramethylene Blue, Irish Sea Moss, Shilajit, and more at thealexshow.com. Thanks for your support. Hour number 4 is straight ahead.